ABC News Radio.
Anthony, when it comes to the condemnation of war or the killing of civilians and children, do you think Western governments like Australia are reluctant to take a stand when it's Israel that's involved?
Absolutely. I think the short answer is yes. And I think we've seen that again in the recent conflict. I mean, let's think about it. As you said in your introduction, Tracy, there's been nearly 2,000 Palestinians killed. The vast majority have been civilians. The Australian government, the Abbott government, has either remained silent or supportive or complicit. And the Labor opposition has also been quite similar, with a few exceptions. There's been some Labor backbenchers who have expressed criticism of what they term collective punishment of the Palestinian people. But this is not unusual. Australia's role, and often we don't realise this, I think, internationally, that Australia's role towards Israel makes us extremely uncommon. In other words, whenever there's a UN vote about these issues, which comes up quite regularly, Australia is pretty much on one side of the world with the US, Israel, Micronesia, Nauru, Palau and the Marshall Islands, literally, and the rest of the world's on the other side. In other words, we are very isolated in our blind support, and that's for, I think, a range of reasons. But I think a lot of Australians, particularly in the Muslim community and growingly in the Jewish community, are outraged by the fact that Australia is complicit in what Israel is doing in its war crimes.
And why do you think there is that level of reticence there politically?
Look, it's a few reasons. I think one, a lot of politicians are pretty ignorant. They have a belief somehow that they've bought into the almost the post-9/11 narrative, which is you have civilized Israel against barbaric Muslim terrorists, which is completely untrue. Secondly, I think the Israel lobby in Australia, like in the US and elsewhere, regularly takes politicians, journalists, advisors on lobby trips to Israel. They get a very skewed view of the conflict. They essentially get sold propaganda about what Israel and Palestine is about. They spend about 2 minutes in Palestine. I think there's also about a media coverage issue where, with a few exceptions, and this is changing, I think, in the last years, you don't often get very prominent Palestinians or Arab voices challenging the Israeli propaganda point of view. And I think there's also a sense, as you said before, the Jewish community, and you can't generalise, but as a lobby is much better organised than the Muslim or Arab communities. That's changing now because demographically there are about 100,000 Jews in Australia, give or take, and about 500,000 Muslims. Now, you would think that would mean that the Muslim community is more organised and in sheer numbers, but that hasn't been the case. But that's going to start to change in the coming years. And you see that reflected in some of the greater comments recently by some in the Labor Party, realising that they need to be more attuned to the fact that many in Australia, and public opinion polls show this time and time again, increasingly do not support Israel, are far more critical of what Israel is doing in Palestine, the West Bank and Gaza, and want there to be greater pressure on Israel to stop its occupation in Palestine.
We asked a former politician and a former diplomat to speak on this issue, and they both refused, quite fearful of the backlash they get from the so-called Israel lobby and the Jewish community. Does that surprise you?
Well, it's sad. It doesn't surprise me, but I think it really shows gutlessness. I mean, ultimately, we live in a country where people can express their opinion, and one of the things I guess, discovered over the years, writing about this, talking to various politicians, journalists and people in general, is that there is undoubtedly a fear, a caution about speaking honestly about this question, a fear of being accused of anti-Semitism. And that's really, I think, cheapening the real risk that is anti-Semitism. The idea somehow that being critical of Israel or the fact that Israel has killed nearly 2,000 civilians is not anti-Semitic. I mean, it's simply a statement of fact that a lot of people are outraged. And I think I'm saddened, although not surprised, frankly, that a number of former diplomats or politicians are petrified of speaking out because they realise that if they do so, they're going to be accused, as they are in the US, and other places, of anti-Semitism. But I think we shouldn't forget that in the UK, just in the last few weeks, you have growing numbers of politicians on the Tory side, the Labour side, the Liberal Democrat side, coming out saying a few things. One, Israeli behaviour is unacceptable. Secondly, there should be an arms embargo against Israel, because we shouldn't forget that a lot of countries, including Britain and America, are providing the weapons that are killing Palestinian civilians. And I think in Australia, there should be a greater awareness in the population that, in fact, Australia is working with those military providers who are actually providing the weapons to Israel at the moment. So there's a growing, I think, awareness of that. And politicians and diplomats, in my view, have a responsibility to not be gutless and speak out.
I also wonder whether, when we're speaking about, with particular regard to the UN and, you know, raising issues about potential human rights violations by other people, when in fact we have our own. People
Absolutely.
Can accuse us of having our own with the asylum seekers and even some of the Indigenous issues.
Look, there's no doubt. Every country has its dark past and dark present. Australia, as you rightly say, has profound human rights abuses going on, refugees, asylum seekers, I would say profound Islamophobia, post 9/11 particularly. Absolutely, that's true. I guess the difference is when it comes to Israel, which claims to be a Western democracy in the Middle East, that it receives insane amounts of Western aid, support, diplomacy, military backing, and claims to be a democracy, when in fact it's actually a democracy only for Jews. And a lot of people now are waking up to the fact that Israel's been occupying Palestine for decades. Like, literally, it's the longest-running occupation in modern history. And a lot of people are asking themselves, why are we as a country, why are we as Australians blindly supporting that, which is leading growing numbers of Australians, Jews, non-Jews and others, to support this BDS campaign, Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions, which is small in Australia but growing and much larger in Europe. And in the US, just as one short example, the Presbyterian Church this year decided to divest from corporations that had been investing in, who are working in Palestine and the illegal occupation there, Hewlett-Packard, Motorola and others. And I think this is one small but significant sign that when people realise that political action is simply not working and our leaders refuse to speak out, there needs to be, like there was against apartheid South Africa, some kind of action. I think ultimately, you know, what frustrates me and many other people on this issue, that too many liberal Jews feel tortured or upset or concerned with what's going on, but they refuse to speak out. They prefer to speak in the community, with their friends, with their family. And we're kind of long past that reality where people need to realise, and I think they do, that without some kind of public action and pressure, this situation will not change.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.